East End Cemetery is located off a back road on the border of Richmond and Henrico County. Driving down Stony Run Parkway, you might miss the weathered plywood sign announcing the four cemeteries at Evergreen. Even after pulling onto the unmarked road, it's so overgrown with trees, ivy, and weeds, it's difficult to know this is a 16-acre cemetery.
And the owners are listed as East End Burial Association. We don't know who the members are. So for all practical purposes, it's abandoned.
John Shuck oversees the seemingly impossible job of clearing the thick brush, camouflaging thousands of gravesites. A volunteer for the nonprofit Virginia Roots, he worked on neighboring Evergreen Cemetery for 5 years before moving to East End last July.
And like down the end of this road, there's probably 1,000 tires.
When Shuck first started work here, the old roads going through the cemetery were impassable. Hundreds of illegally dumped tires littered the site. Just a few plots were being maintained, including one belonging to Rosa Dixon Bowser, a woman likely born into slavery who became an influential educator and women's advocate.
So this is Rosa Dixon Bowser's plot. There's her grave. Her son and his wife, and I forget how these folks are related. I keep meaning to look it up again. I looked it up quite a while ago. But. And then you look off in here, and this is what it looked like. Most of this looked like a year ago.
Shuck and the volunteers he coordinates, mainly high school and VCU students, have cleared about 500 gravestones so far. But with a low estimate of 5,000 to 6,000 graves, this work could continue for many, many years.
There used to be a caretaker's house right here. You see the mound of stuff there? A mound sticking up here? And there's rubble under there.
The area is secluded, forest-like, except for the hum of nearby I-64 and occasional planes roaring overhead. As we wait for a group of volunteers, we walk up the road to see a section that's completely overgrown.
Oh, but look back through the woods. See that obelisk back there sticking up? You know, about 7 feet tall. Pretty fancy.
As we step around poison ivy, logs, and depressions, there are signs of a once dignified graveyard. Even a few roses continue to climb through the trees and ivy.
It goes on down there, and I don't know what it does here. It kind of bends around. You can see there's stones and fences there. And there's pretty fancy posts there.
Soon two buses pull up, filled with high school and college interns with the Christian Community Development Organization, CHAT.
Hello everyone, I'm John. I'm the volunteer coordinator out here.
The youth grab gloves, loppers, rakes, and bug spray from Shuck's meticulously organized pickup.
What you'll do is clear all the ivy and everything off the ground. There'll be gravestones there to uncover. I've got water and a broom that we can scrub them off if we find some buried, and we do that a lot.
Monique Meeks organized the community service trip for CHAT participants. After learning about the work at East End last year, she says she wanted to do something to help repair the brokenness of the cemetery.
It's really sad to come here and to see, like, there's just a lot that needs to be done, and there are more people who need to come out here. And it's really sad that part of our history and part of, like, Richmond's history is, like, forgotten about and it's covered up.
With the heat, mosquitoes, and threat of poison ivy, the work here can be thankless. But as youth rake the leaves and pull up English ivy, the gray corner of a stone peeks out from the earth.
Let me see if I can at least dig out the end of the stone.
The youth carefully brush away decades of dirt that had buried this marker. Time, elements, and vegetation cracked it, but the engraving is still legible.
In loving memory of our
co-worker,
James Edward Holmes, October 28th, something, and then November 18th, 1959, Armstrong High School.
Even without family connections to the cemetery, there's a sense of pride that accompanies the cleanup work. Bruce Tarr and his family started volunteering here 4 years ago.
I guess when we first started at the bottom of Evergreen, it was maybe about an acre cleared, and when we left there last summer, it was about 3.5, maybe 4 acres. And then this, there was nothing cleared. So this has all been done just since last July.
I was surprised that this happened to a cemetery.
That's Alex, Bruce's son. He started here when he was 11. Recently, he spotted what looked like a rock, the size of a golf ball, and started clearing.
If you see these four markers, these were all buried about 4 inches in the dirt where the tree had fallen on top of them and broken them.
Alex spent about 20 hours working on this family's plot as a project for school. On one marker, for Matthew Epps, it says, from the employees of Main Street Station.
Each time you find or uncover a new tombstone, it's just not a name. You realize it's somebody's mother, dad, grandfather, and you start wondering. Every now and then you'll see a symbol on them. What did they do? You'll see something about maybe they were in the military or they were a teacher or something with a church. And you start thinking about that each of these people had a whole story about what they did, just like our families and most of them 100 years ago, and pretty much they've been forgotten. And I think it's that bit of discovery. Each time we find one, quite often we'll go back home and look up through the internet and do research, several different websites, whatever, and see what we can find about the person. And every now and then we've had a family come out and say, can you help us, or get with Johnson, can you help us try to find my grandmother or great-grandmother? And a couple times we said, hey, that's my great aunt there you found. To see the look on somebody's face, I'll come out for months after that. It's very rewarding.
Although today was a great day for volunteers, John Shuck says it's often just him and a couple other people. He'd like to see more community involvement, perhaps through an Adopt-a-Plot program.
So, you know, it's our history. I mean, there's history out here. You know, who are these folks? I mean, there's some pretty large gravestones out there. They must have been influential in the community. This is an African-American community, and these stones were placed early part of the 1900s, so... Some people, there was some money out here. You know, this cemetery, East End Cemetery, at one time was the place to be buried if you're African American.
Earlier this year, artist Barry O'Keefe made woodcut prints of Rosa Bowser, Maggie Walker, and John Mitchell Jr. to help support the cleanup efforts. Shuck says they raised about $1,100, which they may use to bring in goats to help clear more vegetation. Chuck says he's also heard that a timber company may be coming in to clear-cut the area, which he hopes would raise more money for the ongoing cleanup and help uncover more of Richmond's diverse history. For Virginia Currents, this is Catherine Kump, WCVE News.